You are welcome to the Buy in Grace podcast. Your host is Evangelist Emmanuel, and today's episode will empower your soul in Jesus' name.
You are welcome to episode 10 of the Power in Grace podcast, and today's title is it wise for Christians to drink alcohol? Alcohol is mainly derived from the fermentation of grains and fruits. The ancient discovery of alcohol was mainly used for social enjoyment and medical purposes. According to Centers for Disease and Control and Prevention, nearly 88,000 people die from alcohol-related causes annually, making it the third leading preventable cause of death in the United States. If the accumulative intake of alcohol is harmful to me, then I need someone to fill my tummy with water. Noah was the first wine brewer in the Bible after the flood, but the social enjoyment he derived from the alcohol made him lose his right senses. He threw himself naked and made a wrong judgment by pronouncing curse on Canaan instead of Ham. You see this in Genesis chapter 9, verse 20 to 25. It is quite easy for people drinking alcohol to take more than the reasonable quantity, which eventually leads to drunkenness. King Solomon, who had an unpleasant experience related to alcoholism, advised in the book of Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 29 to 33, which read thus: "Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaints? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Those who linger long at the wine, those who go in search of mixed wine. Do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly. At the last, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things, and your heart will utter perverse things." It is not a sin to take drugs with alcoholic content for healing purposes, because it is impossible to get drunk with such doses prescribed by the doctor. There are references in the Old and New Testament to show that alcohol and wine can be used for medicinal purposes. Ziba gave a bottle of wine to King David for the purpose of healing the sick. You discover this in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 2. I read, "So Ziba said, 'The donkeys are for the king's household to ride on, the bread and summer fruit for the young men to eat, and the wine for those who are faint in the wilderness to drink.'" He brought the wine purposely for those who are tired, for those who are sick, for those who had lost their strength to continue the trek in the wilderness. So he never brought the wine for social enjoyment for the king. Paul, as well in the New Testament, advised Timothy to take little wine for his stomach infirmity. We see this in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 23. Paul said, "No longer drink only water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake and your frequent infirmities." So the little wine was not for enjoyment. The little wine was meant for healing for his stomach that normally aches him all the time. I always feel sad when some drunkards in the church quote Paul's statement to Timothy as a justification for their drunkenness. Paul had never advised anyone to take wine for enjoyment. In fact, Paul advised Christians to stay away from drinking alcohol. You can see this in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 and 19. I read from the King James Version. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So, Paul tried to discourage us from taking alcohol because he knows the alcohol, as time goes on, we took over our heart and we start saying rubbish. Instead, he advised us to fill our heart with songs of hymns. It's quite heartbreaking when I see the rate at which abuse of alcohol is going on in our generation. During the days of the Israelites, God did not condemn the intake of alcohol until he noticed the abuse by the people. And he gave an instruction to the priest not to drink alcohol anymore, to prevent them from messing up the altar. Leviticus chapter 10 and verse 9 says, do not drink wine or intoxicating drink. You or your sons with you when you go into the tabernacle of meeting, lest you die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, that you may distinguish between holy and holy, and between unclean and clean. What our passage is trying to tell us is when you fill yourself with alcohol, you won't be able to distinguish between holy and unholy. You won't be able to distinguish what is right from what is wrong. And as a child of God, our state of mind must be able to distinguish what is right from what is wrong all the time. If your heart is the altar of the Lord, then it is wise to avoid alcohol that could separate your soul from God's presence. After the miracle that took place in Cana of Galilee, Jesus also noticed that the abuse of alcohol by people will make them lose heaven. He also warned everyone to stay away from drinking alcohol to avoid drunkenness. Luke chapter 21 and verse 34 says, but take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day of judgment come on you unexpectedly. So Jesus had made it clear in this passage that he did not support drunkenness. God dislikes the act of drunkenness, since there's more than 90% chance of getting drunk at the bar. It is wise for Christians to abstain from drinking alcohol to avoid the sin of drunkenness. Many years ago, I drank responsibly, but there were some occasions I got drunk. I don't feel bad because I thought I'm not a regular drunkard. If rapture had occurred, or I got struck by a car accident to the point of death, my last action on earth at that moment would have been recorded in heaven as drunkenness. Praise the Lord, I repent from drinking alcohol when I notice the spiritual separation it caused between God and me. The effects of drinking alcohol to our physical and mental status are enormous. Alcohol is a depressant drug, which slows down the functions of the brain. Some other side effects of drinking alcohol include memory problems, slow speech, violent character, suicide, breathing difficulties, and various forms of accidents such as auto crash. In conclusion, it is wise for Christians to stay away from alcohol than to take the risk which leads to spiritual and mental problems attributed to drunkenness. O Lord, we surrender our heart to you. Fill us with your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you have been richly blessed. For more inspirational messages, please subscribe to www.fireandgrace.com. Thank you.